Wisconsin, there is a difference. Now McGill getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a foul off the gear of Páez, and it's 1-1. Now the Brewers, give them credit. They have fought all the way back from a 5-0 deficit, and they have tied it against the Cardinals closer here in the ninth. Two positives to that. One is, of course, the game is tied and it's a brand new ball game. 1-1 is down low, 2-1 on Contreras. The second is the Cardinals are going to use their closer for the second consecutive day. You might make him unavailable, not just for, of course, extra innings if it goes there, but he might not be available tomorrow if you can extend this inning on him a little bit. Kind of an added bonus, if you will. Helsley's 2-1. Hit off the end of the bat, foul behind home plate. And it's 2-2 on Contreras.
We were talking about this earlier. It feels like for the last 4 days, the Brewers have been waiting for that one big swing. And they finally got it. Late in the game when you needed it, and it was Churio. That's the first home run the Brewers have hit since Tuesday.
Since the Bowers two-run shot in San Francisco. 2-2 is popped up. This one in foul territory. Páez sheds the mask. Underneath of it makes the catch. And the inning is over. But the Brewers tie it on the two-run blast by Jackson Churio. McGill will try to get this game to the 10th inning. It's a 5-5 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Buying or selling a home? I'm Haley Newlands with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty, your go-to gal for real estate across Wisconsin. From Madison to Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Green Bay, I've got you covered. I run a relationship-based business where you're more than a transaction. I focus on what matters most, you. That means smooth deals, less stress, and more money in your pocket. Let's turn your real estate goals into reality. Call me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just a client, you're family.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Well, the Brewers have fought back to tie it at 5 here in St. Louis. And Trevor McGill, the Brewers' closer, is on to try to work this bottom of the ninth inning, his 10th appearance of the year. A 3.86 ERA. Isaac Collins stays in the game. He'll play third base for the Brewers. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you, 5-5 in St. Louis. And McGill will face Brendan Donovan, Nolan Arenado, and Nolan Gorman here in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the Brewers will have to earn their way through this ninth to try and get this to extra innings. McGill, first pitch to Donovan, is down and in with a curveball, and it's 1-0. If the game should get to extra innings, Contreras would be the runner at second for the Brewers in the 10th, but three outs to get before you worry about that. 1-0 pitch. He is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Donovan, 2-for-4 today. RBI double back in the third as McGill brings home the 1-1, and this is lined into center. Coming in is Cherio. He'll make the catch. Cherio in center field, a position he hasn't played a lot in the big leagues. Had a great read and got there and made the play no problem. One away. And here's Nolan Arenado. Arenado 0 for 3 with a walk today and 1 for 7 in this series. McGill brings home the pitch, and that is a strike on the outside edge with a fastball at 99, and it's 0-1. There's that wide strike that Blakeney has been granting at times today. Benefited the Brewers that time. A 1 is a high fly ball deep left field. This ball is gone. Nolan Arenado has walked off the Brewers with a solo home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Just his third home run of the season and his 24th home run of his career against the Brewers. The Brewers trailed 5-0, fought all the way back, tied it on a two-run home run by Jackson Cherio in the ninth. And Nolan Arenado with the finishing blow in the bottom of the ninth walks off the crew with a solo shot. 6-5, your final. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? A look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, a heartbreaker today for the Crew.
Yeah, you can kind of add it to the list. Every one of these four consecutive losses feels like it's gotten more gut-wrenching. Lane, last year on the 21st of August, in the 10th inning in this ballpark, Nolan Arenado faced Trevor McGill in a tie game and hit a walk-off grand slam. Now, 8 months later, he faces him in the 9th inning in a tie game and hits a walk-off game-winning home run. He's done it 2 years in a row against the same pitcher. Crazy. Cardinals win it by a final score of 6-5. They end up with 11 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, the Brewers with 10 hits and one error. Ryan Helsley blows the save when Jackson Churio hits the exciting home run in the top of the ninth, but he ends up getting the win. He's 1-0. And McGill is now 0-2. It took 2 hours and 47 minutes to play this game in front of an announced crowd of 35,316. They go home happy here in St. Louis. They'll have a chance at a sweep tomorrow.
Well, tough one today for the Crew, and that's going to do it for the game broadcast. But Josh has the postgame show coming up. More on that in a moment. We'll be back with you tomorrow. On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 12:40. The game will follow at 1:15. Brewers and Cardinals. It'll be a former Cardinal, Jose Quintana, on the mound for the Crew. And Eric Fetty will take the ball for St. Louis. Our producer and engineer, as always, has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. That is coming up next. Again, the final score this afternoon, Cardinals walk off the Brewers on a Nolan Arenado solo home run in the ninth. 6-5, your final. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
At Pottawatomie, where ways to win are endless. Another chance to capture epic cash and prizes comes Friday, June 27th. It's the season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty come together for drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is there for the taking. Be there to win your share. June 27th only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info online. Must be 21 years old to play.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Hey, Gina. Did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything. But the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
A thrilling comeback by the Brewers turns into another gut-wrenching defeat as Nolan Arenado hits a walk-off home run against Trevor McGill for the second season in a row at Busch Stadium, and the Cardinals win it by a final score of 6-5. They've taken the first two games of the series from the Crew. That's how we welcome you into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Pottawatomie Sportsbook in Milwaukee has dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and a bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. We'll have the post-mortem for you here later on with some highlights, and we'll get you ready for the series finale. Brewers will try to avoid being swept. That'll be tomorrow, and they turn to Jose Quintana, who has been flawless thus far over his first three starts as a member of the Crew. Well, we're just six games into a 10-game road trip. The Brewers' next homestand, brought to you by Visit Milwaukee, begins next Friday as they host the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Can't wait to be home. So the Brewers fell behind 5-0. They end up tying the game on a huge two-run home run against Ryan Helsley from Jackson Chourio in the top of the ninth. But then with one out, it was Arenado, just as he did last August, a walk-off home run off of the Brewers' closer, McGill. Let's take a look at this four-game losing streak a little bit closer. The Brewers, at the beginning of the year, remember they had another four-game skid. It was the first four games of the season, and in that one, they were getting blown out. This has been a totally different story. Brewers have been in all of these games. They've all been by two runs or less. In fact, the last three by one run, three straight one-run losses. So you have a four-game skid by a total of 5 runs in those defeats. You got to say that, oh, you're just that close. Hopefully tomorrow's the day that that turns around. Brewers, by the way, they went about 20 months without having a four-game losing streak, from late July of 23 through the entire season in 2024. They've had a couple of them here at the outset of the 2025 season. Yope doesn't become 5 games tomorrow, and again, Quintana will be asked to be a stopper. We'll go into the scoreboard and tell you what's happening in Wrigley between the Cubs and the Phillies right after this. Again, the final 6-5 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
TMJ.
Nolan Arenado walks off the crew. Final score, St. Louis 6 and Milwaukee 5. We're on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And with Jackson Chourio going deep today to end a 3-game homerless drought, OAW has now donated $2,600 for 26 home runs, all going to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Josh Maurer back with you. Elsewhere in the Central Division, the Cubs have fallen behind the Phillies 6-0. That game at Wrigley is in the bottom of the fourth. Game two of the series, Jesus Luzardo on the mound, pitching a shutout thus far for Philadelphia. The Phillies have a two-run double from Bryce Harper in that game. They scored 6 in the top of the fourth against Chicago starter Ben Brown to knock him out of the game. So if that score could hold, the Brewers would remain 4 games behind the Cubs in the standings. getting late at Coors. It's the Reds trying to hold off the Rockies for a second day in a row. It's 4-3 Cincinnati, top half of the eighth. They won yesterday 8-7 over the Rockies. Hunter Green made that start as the Reds try to clinch a series victory. They are ahead of the Brewers in the standings, second place coming into the day. And later on tonight, another good pitching matchup in that Dodgers and a Pirates series at Chavez Ravine. 8-10 Central, Mitch Keller for the Buccos, Roki Sasaki for the Dodgers. Pittsburgh behind Paul Skeens. Had a 3-0 shutout win last night. They're 3-1 on their Los Angeles area road trip to this point. Time now for our home run distance recap. The home run that Churio hit in the ninth off of Helsley traveled an estimated 395 feet. And boy, if you watched it, it looked like it even went further than that. The home run is the distance, brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. 6-5 Cardinals. A thriller at Busch, and we'll recap it for you next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell your home? You need more than just an agent. You need a partner. I'm Haley Newens with BHHS Water City Realty, your go-to gal for all things real estate. I'm a relationship-based gal, meaning I focus on you, your goals, your needs, your future. And that means a smoother transaction and more money in your pocket. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Call or text me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just another deal. You're a priority.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
620 WTMJ.
The Brewers erase a 5-0 deficit and tied the game in the ninth, only to fall in St. Louis 6-5 this afternoon for their fourth consecutive defeat. You're listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Potawatomi Sportsbook in Milwaukee has dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating, and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Brewers have actually lost the last three series they've now played against the Cardinals going back to last August. They had been rolling for a couple of seasons against St. Louis. They'll try to avoid being swept tomorrow. The Brewers have now lost four of the five road series that they've played at the beginning of this season. It's been that dichotomy of how well they've played at home versus the opposite thus far this season, and it's very early in the campaign. On the road, Milwaukee has fallen now to 4-11 on the year. Highlight recap brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you before we begin any kind of treatment. We take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. The Brewers fell behind 5-0. That was with Quinn Priester, today's starting pitcher, scuffling in the second, third, and fourth innings. Remember, yesterday they fell behind 3-0 and very nearly came back, but lost by 1-3-2. Today it was 5-0 after the first four innings. A run in the second and two in each, the third and the fourth, off of Quinn Priester. But Milwaukee in the fifth, they started to creep their way back into it. After Joey Ortiz got a double with one out on a ball lost in the sun, the very next batter was Caleb Durbin.
Gray's 1-2 pitch is a soft liner into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Ortiz rounding third. He's headed for home. Durbin hustling into second. Nobody was covering the bag, and he's in there with a hustle double. So Caleb Durbin with an RBI double, and the Brewers on the board. It's 5-1 St. Louis.
Unfortunately, then, Durbin made a mistake. He got picked off of second base, and boy, you look back at that now as a huge moment, because then Bryce Terang walked and Jackson Chourio stepped into the box.
There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch is lying down the left field line. Terang around second, and he is not stopping at third. On his way home, here is the throw. It is cut off by Arenado. Jackson Chourio with an RBI double. It is 5-2 St. Louis.
That would be all the Brewers got in that inning. You wonder, were it not for the pickoff, how big that inning could have been against Sonny Gray. Gray had shut out the Brewers for the first four innings, but he was starting to get hit. Two in the fifth, and then one in the sixth. The Brewers loaded the bases with one out, and Joey Ortiz hit a ground ball that appeared ticketed for center field. But Thomas Sejasi, the second baseman, made a great diving play. Turned out getting an out at second, a fielder's choice. Ortiz and RBI, that's all the Brewers got in that inning. It was 5-3. And with the bullpen doing its job, Abner Uribe and Yoel Piamps, three scoreless innings behind Quinn Priester, it remained 5-3 into the ninth. And that is when Ryan Helsley, the terrific closer for St. Louis, came on. And for the second game in a row, Isaac Collins led off with a ninth-inning single against Helsley. Collins was pinch hitting. Then with one out, it was Jackson already with three hits. Mr. Chourio coming back into the box, delivering a memorable swing.
But the Brewers have the tying run at the plate here in the ninth against Helsley. First pitch is a fly ball deep left field. Back at the track. We are tied. Jackson Chourio off the Big Mac land sign and left. A two-run shot. It is 5-5 in St. Louis.
Boy, Chourio had a rough couple of weeks. Got a day off on Thursday before we got to St. Louis, and as that seemed to change things, he had four hits today, has six over the first 2 days of the series at Busch. It's all the Brewers got. It was 5-5 going into the bottom of the ninth, and Pat Murphy turned to his closer, Trevor McGill, to try to send us into extras. He got the first batter out, and then had to deal with Nolan Arenado. And you go back 8 months ago, in a game on August the 21st last season, Arenado hit a game-winning grand slam off of Trevor McGill in the 10th inning. Today, he faced him with one out in the ninth in a tie game, and he homered again, and it was again to left. It almost, if you go back and look at it, was a carbon copy of his walk-off against the Crew last season. Arenado does it again to the Brewers, and they lose 6-5. That's the 24th home run that Nolan has hit in his 13 major league seasons against Milwaukee pitching. So the Brewers have lost four in a row for the second time this season. They'll try to snap it tomorrow with Jose Quintana being handed the baseball. We'll get to the preview coming up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Call the Movers!
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hi, I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Water City Realty, your go-to gal for buying or selling in the Fox Valley. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving into your forever home, downsizing, or something in between, I'm here to make the process simple, stress-free, and even fun. I'm all about clear communication, quick action, and making sure you feel supported from start to sold. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 920-410-0296. I'd love to help you feel right at home.
Wisconsin.com. Sunday afternoon, same time frame as we had today. The On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 12:40 with the first pitch scheduled for 1:15. Jose Quintana, who has won his first three starts as Brewer, he's the last Brewer starting pitcher to win a game. He's only given up two runs in three outings total. He'll be opposed by the veteran right-hander Eric Fetty. And the Brewers really feel like they could use a win before they go take on the White Sox. Until then, I wish you a great rest of your Saturday. Josh Maurer from my partner Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld saying so long from Busch Stadium, where again, the sad final on a Nolan Arenado game-winning home run of the ninth at 6-5 St. Louis. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, Lakeland University, Z-Bar.
Hit a ton! We're tied!
Cannon and Dumphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Tsunami Express Car Wash, Steamfitters Local 601, Big Fish Contracting, SVA, a professional services company, WeatherTight, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Hi, I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Water City Realty, your go-to gal for buying or selling in the Fox Valley. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving into your forever home, downsizing, or something in between, I'm here to make the process simple, stress-free, and even fun. I'm all about clear communication, quick action, and making sure you feel supported from start to sold. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 920-410-0296. I'd love to help you feel right at home.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepecki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight.
Tavid Alba is up next, along with Trygve Olsen and Joe Zepecki, who is his guest today. Joe just threw his hat into the ring, running for chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin after former chair Ben Wickler announced he would not seek re-election. Joe answers some tough questions about how he plans to build on Wickler's legacy of success in our state.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock. Odd for me to say, here in our new time zone, our new time slot. Still the same time zone, just a different time slot. The music, intro music there, Mr. Zommer, is from the Joe Zepecki Spotify playlist.
Yeah, right? Some Rage Against the Machine.
All right, very good, very good. Always appreciate that. He is our next guest, a longtime Democratic strategist and president and founder of Zepecki Communications and a candidate for the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He joins us via StreamYard. Mr. Joe Zepecki with Trygve Olsen, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joining from Arlington. Joe, thanks so much for being on. And what's it like now that you're an official candidate for chair?
I gotta say, I've worked on a lot of campaigns. I've worked with a lot of candidates, and I was right. It is different when it is your name that's going to be on a ballot. I don't know if Trivigy's had the pleasure, but it's a little different. But it's a lot of fun. I'm getting around the state, talking to people all across Wisconsin, all across the Democratic coalition. To me, that is the only way to build a viable pro-democracy resistance against the Trump administration and a Democratic Party that is built to win elections next year and build power going forward for working families, for people who want to get the American dream for themselves. And the response has been overwhelming. We rolled out 20 public endorsers on day one. We've added another more than half dozen in the week since. And I haven't even been at it for a full week. Tomorrow will be 1 week in the race. So it's going great.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, you've been on a lot of programs across civic media. We were talking before we went on the air. I don't think you've ever been on our show proper, although you were on a panel with Trygve and some other folks about a year and a half ago down in Milwaukee. First of all, what the heck's the matter with Todd? Number one, not having you on sooner, but I'm glad you're here today. For those that might not know who you are, we're a statewide audience across 11 different stations all across the state. Tell folks a little bit about Joe Zepecki, where you grew up, a little bit about your history so far, and how you got into leadership or wanting to be a leadership in the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Yeah, born and raised in Southeast Wisconsin, graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And I got the political bug early. My parents instilled in me very early on that those who have much, must give back. And we were very fortunate and privileged. My dad worked in county government for 20 years. My mother is an attorney who is sort of on that first wave of a lot of women lawyers and has been a leader in that space, founded things like Women's Judges Night in Milwaukee. And so I had the bug early. I spent the summer before my freshman year of high school volunteering on a congressional campaign, and then it was off and running. I've worked on 3 presidential campaigns, worked in the Obama administration at the U.S. Small Business Administration, moved back home to Wisconsin in late 2011, and in 2016 founded Zepecki Communications to really work on issues I care about and that I'm passionate about, whether that's, you know, funding public schools, protecting healthcare improvements and reforms that have been made, working with building trades union members to ensure that they build our clean energy future. I never thought we'd be in this space, but the last few years have had to do a lot of work in the democracy space, trying to lift up the January 6th Select Committee hearings and making sure that people know that the threats to our democracy are very real. And, you know, along the way, I've tried to do some good, tried to give back. I'm a volunteer football coach at the high school I played at. In the 1900s is how the kids like to say it. And that stings pretty badly these days, but they're not wrong.
That's hilarious. I'm going to give Trygve a second, bring him in a second. But before I do, one more kind of general quote unquote campaign question here. As a former Republican, I don't belong to any party now. I've been a big admirer. I think I can speak for Trygve as well. We both have of Ben Wickler and the job that he has done to build the Democratic Party. Look, I just personally believe that there's only one major party left that truly supports democracy, and that's the Democratic Party. So that's why I support them, but I'm not a card-carrying member. As you, and this is, I don't want to call it weird, but to people outside of politics, this is not an election for the general electorate. This is a very insider thing to Democrats. You're going to meet here in a couple of months for this election for chair. But speaking to those folks, what would you do to build on Chairman Wickler's successes, and how might a Zepecki chairmanship be different and building on that?
Well, first of all, Todd, we have a place for you. You can be a card-carrying member of the Democratic Party, even if you're a former Republican.
I appreciate that. I just think for the purposes of this show, it's better that I don't. I don't know.
Fair enough. I've got some work left to do there. Listen, Ben Wickler has been an extraordinary chair and has really reimagined what the Democratic Party of Wisconsin can be. And so I think of this as three main roles that the chair plays and that the party plays. The first is fundraising. DPW, WISDEMS, however you refer to it, is a financial institution that raises money to support professional campaigns up and down the ballot. On that dial, we have to do what's been working. We have to continue to shine a spotlight on Wisconsin. I believe that money follows message. And when we communicate what's at stake, what the opportunities are, and how we're going to organize to push back and win, the resources will be there. When it comes to the infrastructure of the Democratic Party, the county parties, the issue-based caucuses, the college Democrats and those chapters, there are things that we can do to fine-tune and build on what Ben has built. Not all is well with the Democratic Party. If it was, we wouldn't have lost to Donald Trump two out of the last three times. And so I'm hearing from a lot of county leaders, there are things that can be improved. We have to lower barriers to entry for people who want to be part of the fight back, and that's what we're going to do. And then third, when it comes to how the Democratic Party communicates its message, we have been a disaster, and we shouldn't pretend otherwise. Burn it down and build it back up. That starts, from my perspective, with empowering more local messengers to carry the story. We no longer live in a world where, hey, these are your three talking points, go speak them at someone, works. Everybody needs to tell their own story about why they are motivated at this time in our history. So that's the quick 1-2-3. You can read the game plan for yourself at joezepecki.com.
Trigby?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I was really excited when Todd called me earlier today and said you were coming on. And I had actually been on a conference call earlier in the day where I found out that you were running. Talk a little bit about how Democrats, particularly north of Highway 29, do better. You know, when you start going north of Highway 29 up into Tiffany's district, even over to where I'm from in St. Croix County, which is kind of right on Highway 29, Democrats have struggled. How do you reach out to those people? Because, you know, really, Tammy Baldwin ended up winning because she ran just enough better than Donald Trump, than Harris in those counties. Talk a little bit about that.
To me, that's putting an economic framework at the center of everything we do. When we cede so much of the playing field to Republicans to define Democrats, and we don't meet them there, it's not the fault of voters north of Highway 29 that they think that all Democrats care about are bathroom bills and trans athletes. We are going to fight to protect the civil rights of everyone in this country, but at the heart of the Democratic Party is that pathway to the middle class. If you want to work hard and play by the rules, you need to be able to get ahead. And over the last 30 years, what we've seen is that big corporations are fixing the game against working people. Oh, you want to work? Great, we'll give you 29 hours a week. Wait, why 29? I want to work full time. Well, if you work 30, we got to give you health care. These big corporations are out of control and squeezing every nickel they can out of us. And it's made it harder and harder for young people especially, but also people in rural communities to feel like there is a path forward. You know, when the three of us graduated high school, we all probably had pretty high confidence. Whether we went to a 2 or 4 year school, into a trade, into the military, by the time we were 40, we could afford a house, maybe have the start of a little nest egg for retirement. When I talk to the 20-year-old in my house, she looks at me like I'm from another planet, that was the reality not 25, 30 years ago. That's what the heart of the Democratic Party is working for working people, and we have shied away from that. There is nothing about fighting for working class people that Democrats should be embarrassed about. Say it with your chest. We are here to fight for working families, period.
I'm here talking with Joseph Pecky, chair or wants to be chair, candidate for chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and also our ongoing contributor and friend Trigvi Olson, former Republican like myself and senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Joe, talk a little bit about, because I had a conversation, I'll try to be succinct here. I had a conversation with a friend of mine known a long time, mid to late 30s guy from Southwest Wisconsin, has voted Democrat as long as I've known him. And we got into this discussion. You're not here. You're not running for DNC chair. I think it was a mistake for National Democrats to pass on Ben Wickler, but that's another bottle of wine. But this guy, David Hogg, who is now the vice chair of the Democratic Party, comes out here last week and says he's going to spend $20 million from his personal PAC to challenge sitting Democrats in safe districts who are either too old, in his opinion, or who don't vote progressive enough, and take them out to swing the party younger and more liberal. I mean, I'm not asking you to defend that, but just in Wisconsin, I find it hard to believe that Wisconsin Democrats think that Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore should step aside because she's 74. I just don't get the strategy there.
Listen, it's not about the number next to how old you are. It's how much passion and fight you have left in you. I was actually with Congresswoman Moore this morning. We held a roundtable discussion with a half dozen of her constituents who are going to be impacted by the Republican plan to slash Medicaid. This is going to have a cascading economic impact apart from the morality question of cutting off disabled adults who are living independently, you name it. Gwen Moore has the fight. If you have the fight, fight with us in our coalition. If your time has passed and you've lost your fastball, yeah, it's probably time to exit stage left. I saw Senator Durbin announce today that he will be stepping aside. Dick Durbin has been a great Democrat for a very long time, and there is nothing wrong with passing the torch to a new generation of leaders. That's what Joe Biden said he was going to do back in 2020, and I think if he had lived up to that in more ways a little sooner, we may not be in such a five-alarm crisis when it comes to protecting everything that makes America actually great, as opposed to what MAGA Republicans want you to believe.
But I'm just fascinated by this as an outsider who's not part of the Democratic Party, because in my opinion, I mean, Trigvi and I have talked about this before as four Republicans. They're just better at keeping people in line. I mean, I don't envy the head of the Democratic Party, because to me, it's like herding cats, right? And so I'm just fascinated as an outsider. How do Democrats moving forward appease the David Hoggs and the AOCs, the people that say, look, we're tired, we're ticked off, we don't want to wait anymore, we don't care about the institutions, we want these reforms now. How do you keep their votes, which will be seen by some people as far left, and then kind of the more traditional Democrats? When I was talking to this guy from Southwest Wisconsin in his 30s, a Democrat, he said, this is a great example of why we are going to see a third party emerge, because both parties are too far left and right. How do you, as the future chairman of the Democrats, keep a third party from emerging and say, no, we as the Wisconsin Democratic Party, we are a Big Ten?
I don't think we can be a pro-democracy movement if we shy away from democracy. Everybody has a right to run, and if they want to run against incumbents, go for it. We know that's an uphill battle, but there's nothing wrong with more democracy being the answer to the challenges our democracy faces. My approach is always, you got to have a big table. You got to have room in our coalition now more than ever for folks who think, yeah, we should raise the minimum wage and it should go up to $10.10 tomorrow. And there are also people on the left who say it should go to $25 tomorrow. We have to be a coalition that's big enough to, you know, to keep everybody on sides, win back power. And if we want to have those fights and we land at 15, 17, 20, that's the hard work of governing. But for now, what the Trump administration is doing is focusing our attention and focusing, you know, the mind on, you know what, whether you think it's 10 or 25, you think working people need a raise, and let's focus on that part of it moving forward. We can sort some of that out after we win back power and save our country.
Trigvi, 1 minute, less than 1 minute. Quick question, quick answer before we go to break. Trigvi, anything?
No, I mean, I just think, you know, Joe, the answers you're giving about economics, and I say this, take it for what it's worth, from a guy who used to work for McConnell, so I don't know how much credibility I have with people who are working to elect you. But the truth of the matter is you're spot on. You know, I saw Mark Cuban had a tweet not long ago where it showed Wisconsin has more at risk from the tariffs than any other state. 10% of the jobs in Wisconsin are at risk. 73% of the people who are at risk voted for Donald Trump. Like, there's a huge opportunity, but they did it for a reason, and they did it because Republicans come along and say, as you said, it's about bathrooms and athletes and whatnot.
Trigby Olson, Joseph Pecky, back in for this on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Three Wisconsin men are playing a big part in the NFL draft this weekend. Doozy is an Appleton-based band and will have shows all around the city of Green Bay and at the NFL Experience outside Lambeau Field. Here's singer and guitar player Andy Van Dusen.
It's really exciting. It's a dream come true for me. Outside of music, I'm a huge sport geek. I love my Green Bay Packers.
But it gets even better. Doozy wrote a song for the NFL draft, and now Last One Standing is considered the official anthem. Let's take a listen.
I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing tall.
Kind of going for the goals you set for yourself, kind of like what these college athletes are going through right now, trying to fight their way and make a name for themselves and get into the draft and get taken by one of these teams.
Doozy's goals are similar. They want their number called to move into the music big leagues. With your NFL draft coverage, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up the first hour of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. For this week's bar band selection, Terry Barr introduces Pete to Paige Kleber, a 12-year-old singer-songwriter from Madison who is well on her way to achieving her dream of stardom.
But for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Our friend Terry Barr is here from Max Inc. Radio, and she introduced us to this amazing performer that we have in the studio right now, Paige Kleber.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going? Hey, Terry. What's up?
It is so great to see you, to hear you.
Thank you
for joining us for a special Bar Band Friday.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me here.
So before we get too far into the segment, Paige, because I want to hear you again. Do you mind singing something and then we can have a little more conversation after that?
Will do.
All right. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you guys a song called 2025. And I originally wrote this about the election, but I think things took a little turn for the worse. So I just called it a Happy New Year song.
Okay.
So
I love it.
Yeah. Here's 2025.
2025. Paige Kleber, Bar Band Friday Night.
Hey, everybody out there. Whoa. I just really care that you don't care. 'Cause we made it. Most saying, whoa, 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 We're not going back. 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 It's 2025.
Yeah, that's Paige Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen, on Barbie and Friday Night here on Nightlight. That was outstanding. So I assume that's a pretty new song, given the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote it in like in November of 2024, and I was like, I'll just sing it in 2025. But then I didn't sing it in 2025, so then everyone was like, you know, it's not 2025, right? I'm like, yes, I'm very aware of the year.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so Paige, if you want to hear Paige's music, she's on Spotify, YouTube. You can see her at the Whammies. Is that right, Terry? Am I getting that right?
That is correct. Okay. The Whammies are in Milwaukee this year.
Yes.
And I think, Paige, did you say May 4th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what, you're up for Best New Artist?
Mm-hmm. I'm also up for Best New Artist in the Madison Music Awards, the Mamas, M-A-M-A.
Oh. So am I. Good luck.
Best wishes.
I can't argue with her. I'm really kind of in awe that you are doing all this at your age, Paige. And what, like, have you ever won an award before for what you do?
I haven't. I'm really excited. When I found out that I was like up for Best New Artist, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? And then my mom was like, no, you're up for Rising Star. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
I was kind of like, what does this mean now? Like, what happens if I win?
Hey, Paige, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
Okay, so sweet. I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want your career to go? Do you want to sell out
Good
arenas?
Question.
Do you want to write movie scores? Do you want to just have a great, like, what do you see yourself? Let's say 25-year-old Paige, where are you?
I want to, like, sell out arenas. I would say, like, I want to be a pop star, like what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
But I just say singer-songwriter because it sounds better. Like, oh, I'm a singer-songwriter. Instead of, like, I'm going to be a pop star. I mean, it is true, but I just kind of lean more with singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
I kind of like that term better.
I think it's a great term. I think you have a ton of personality and a ton of talent, and I cannot thank you enough for joining us here tonight for Barbie and Friday
Night. You're
so welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Terry, thank you very much for introducing us to Paige and for Barbie and Friday Night. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to my guests, Lisa Hale, Frank Anderson. And Monday on Nightlight, we have comedian Zane Lamprey, who is coming back to Wisconsin, and filmmaker behind The Dells, Nellie Clues, which you can see at the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's all Monday night on Nightlight. I'll be back in Green Bay. Thank you so much. Aaron Zommers, thank you as always, my friend. Just crushing it as usual.
Thanks, guys.
That's actually Aaron
singing.
Thank
you.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
I guess you moved on really easily.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all
a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. People from all over the world who've come to Rome for today's Pope Francis funeral and procession are talking about their new lifetime memories.
A momentous occasion, absolutely fabulous that I'm here, and one I can remember forever and ever, and I have goosebumps.
Pope Francis recently said the war in Gaza created a deplorable humanitarian situation. In Gaza, because of an Israeli blockade, some children only have one meal a day, says the World Food Program's Gaza Emergency Coordinator Yasmin Meidani.
Without aid coming in, without the borders opening, it means that not just the food security, but the medical supplies, the shelter supplies, everything else that a person needs to have a dignified life and a dignified assistance is being impacted severely.
Talks about Iran's nuclear program today in Oman went well, say reps of the U.S. and Iran. This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione.